flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes.
Get that out there. Happy
yes.
Black History Month, okay? As Black people, we share common experiences, of course, in our culture. There were some fun examples posted on Essence Magazine's IG page. Here is one of our favorite Black sayings from our parents. One of them is, I ain't one of your little friends. We've all heard that
heard
one.
That.
We have
yes.
all heard that.
What about this Black household rule when we were little? You had to be home before the streetlights came on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
True.
You knew exactly
Steve,
when that was.
Tommy, what are some of your other shared Black cultural experiences or sayings, you know?
I'll knock your ass in the next week.
Oh.
I got
Come on,
that.
Tell me what.
I got that one. I told y'all I told my mama that one day. My mama said she's going to knock me in the next week, and I told her to book me for Thursday. My mama knocked me smooth out. My dad was standing on me when I woke up. My dad said, you're going to quit effing with your mama.
You're going to quit effing. Give you some smell it, salt.
Come on, yeah. Junior. You know I love your family.
Oh,
come
mom,
on.
My mom and my daddy was crazy anyway, because I remember one day my daddy came home because I made F on my report card. My daddy said, I'll kill you and do the time because I'm tired of working.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, I'll kill you and do the time because I'm tired of working. I'm not going to sit up here and raise no ungrateful kid. I swear to God, I'll kill you. Come in here with an F. Because you can't learn?
Not I get you a tutor, I'll kill you.
Yeah, and do the time. Come tired of work.
Come Love on, your family, Steve. Junior.
Why is you standing in the refrigerator? You ain't bought nothing in there.
You right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's it, though. We've all heard Ooh. That.
You're going to let them little boys you're running with, they're going to be the very ones help you get your ass whipped. I'm telling you right now. Them very ones going to be the ones help you get your ass whipped.
Mm. Well, how about this? Get from in front of me. You smell like outside. I didn't know outside had a smell.
Yeah.
Outside had a smell.
Yeah.
That's Black all day. Uh-huh. That's Black.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know mine. You know mine.
Oh,
get
come on.
Somewhere and sit down. Little girl, everyone has seen you. Have a seat.
Yep.
My entire childhood. That's all I heard.
I love that one from your mom, Shirley. I love it.
Come on, Steve.
Close that door. Quit letting all that out.
Yeah.
But it's the screen, though. We ain't got no more air.
Right.
Air and it's free. Air is free.
How much is air? Oh, man.
I love us. I love us.
I raised my voice one time. My daddy said, oh, you must got some hair now. Is that what this is?
Oh.
What does that mean? Hair on your chest?
No.
Okay.
My chest.
Lower.
You got some hair. That's what this is. That's what this about. You got some hair now, huh? That's what this is.
Oh. Okay. Oh. My mom had to call down to the school, go down to the principal's office, and she'd be like, don't make me come off my good job to come down there, because if I get down there, it ain't gonna be good. I didn't know you had a good job. I didn't know that you, the job you complain about is a good job. Okay. Don't make me come off my good job.
But you didn't say that, though.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
No, I didn't say none of that. But I'm trying to figure out the job you complain about every day. Now it's a good job because I got in trouble. Okay. Yeah, I think race bound me.
But that is something, I mean, in our culture, our parents did not want to take off work to go down to that school.
Better not.
The only reason you raise up in here is because you want to get laid down.
That's it. That's it.
Only reason.
That's it. My mama used to say, I'm going to lay you out and you're going to wonder why. Why did I get knocked out? What happened?
And we don't knock out kids. We don't knock out our kids like we got knocked out.
We don't do the same thing, though. Why?
Because of that.
Say one more thing. Your lips going to be back right now on your neck. Go ahead and say something.
Happy Black History Month, everybody.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.